About 3 years ago, a young woman who had been working in my office for 6 months told me she wanted to talk to me about her salary. I had hired her as a junior secretary at $850 a month, and because she had worked so hard and done so well, I had raised her salary to $1,000 a month. I knew she wanted another increase, and I was planning to give her an extra $150 a month, bringing it up to $1,150, almost a 40% increase in just 6 months. When we sat down to talk, she told me, as I expected, that she felt she was worth more money because she had made herself more valuable. I told her that I agreed and that I was going to give her an increase of $150 a month. She smiled pleasantly and thanked me for the thought, and then she explained that a $150 a month increase wouldn't be enough. She explained her reasons. She told me that 6 months ago, when she started, we had purchased a computer, and she had, by taking classes evenings and weekends, learned how to operate it quite efficiently. She had also learned how to do the basic accounting for our company, and by practicing constantly, she had brought her typing speed up to about 70 words per minute. She had learned several of our products and had proven herself quite capable of making sales over the phone when inquiries came in. She explained all this to me and said that she had inquired at 3 different employment agencies to find out what a person with her skills might be worth. She informed me very politely and pleasantly that she was now worth $1,500 to $1,600 per month, and went on to say that if I wanted to replace her, that's how much I would have to pay if I went out into the marketplace. As she spoke, I realized to myself that she was right. I also realized that if I attempted to replace her, the cost and the confusion would be far more expensive than the increase she was asking for. Although it was far beyond what I had decided to give, I realized that I had no choice but to cave in and agree to increase her salary from $1,000 a month to $1,500 a month. Not only did she almost double her income within 6 months and get a 50% increase at this one meeting alone, but she was worth every penny of it, and I didn't mind giving it to her at all. I've subsequently found that most employers don't mind giving an increase if the employee can make a good case for it and convince the employer that the increase asked for is fair, considering the contribution the person is making. Some people are good at negotiating in their best interests, and some people are not. One of your main jobs in life, and one that will lead to increasing levels of self-confidence for you, is to become more effective at influencing others by learning how to negotiate more skillfully. Contrary to popular belief, top negotiators are not hard bargainers and tough-minded realists. They are not aggressive and pushy and demanding. They do not coerce their negotiating partners into unsatisfactory agreements. The best negotiators are invariably very pleasant people. You have an almost automatic tendency to trust them and to feel that what they're asking for is in the best interest of both parties. They look for what are called win-win agreements, where both parties are happy with the results of the negotiation. Good negotiators seem to ask a lot of questions and are very concerned to understand exactly what it is you're trying to achieve from the negotiation. For example, in buying a house, both parties might start off arguing and disagreeing over the price. They begin with the position that the price is the most important thing and that this is all that has to be negotiated. The skilled negotiator, however, will realize that price is only one part of the package. This negotiator will help both parties to see that the terms of the sale are also important, as are the furniture and fixtures that might be included in the transaction, the amount that the vendor might take back as a second mortgage, and the interest rates to be charged on the various parts of the purchase or sale, and the time and conditions of occupancy are all important to the sale. Finally, good negotiators are very patient, and they concentrate first on getting agreement on all the parts of the contract that the two parties have in common, before they go on to seeking for amicable ways to settle the other issues. They also take the time to get clarity and understanding on each point as they go along so that there's no confusion later. There's nothing that raises your self-confidence faster than to feel that you have been successful in negotiating a contract and that you have gotten a good deal as a result. And there's nothing that will lower your self-confidence faster than to think that you have been out-negotiated into a poor deal that you'll have to live with. So negotiating skills are an important part of your personality development and of your sense of personal effectiveness.